Stop number 3. The beach. 7:54 p.m. Outside the restaurant, the sky is now a deep pink, turning the trees and the lampposts and the pitched roof of the train station into silhouettes. Together, they wander over to Aiden's car, which is parked at an angle on the street, and then the four of them stand in a little semicircle around the hood, as they've done so many times before, waiting for someone to decide in what direction the night will go. Usually there are more of them, arguing about what should come next. But over the past couple of weeks, the rest of their friends have scattered across the country, setting out from their little suburb of Chicago in a dozen different directions, like the spokes of a wheel. Caroline to Texas, Will to Ohio, and Elizabeth to North Carolina. Georgia left ages ago for a freshman orientation wilderness trip in upstate New York, and the twins, Lucia and Mateo, had driven out to Stanford on their own, leaving time to see some sights along the way. Then, earlier this week, they'd lost most everyone else when the University of Illinois started up, dozens of their friends all migrating south at once. "It's kind of weird, isn't it?" Claire asks, slipping her hands into her pockets. Stella nods, her eyes fixed on the sidewalk.
"And then there were four," she says,
and they all grow silent. Though dusk hasn't yet given way to dark, the street lamps above them snap on, casting long shadows across the sidewalk. Finally, Scotty clears his throat.
"So, what's the plan?"
"There's not much going on," Stella says,
digging her phone out of her purse and scrolling through her texts.
"Pretty much everyone's gone already, but apparently Andy Kimball's having people over later, and Mike Pukler and those guys are going bowling. They said we could meet up if we want."
"And if all else fails, we could always go hang out in my backyard," Scotty says, "just for a change of pace."
"You have a backyard?" Claire asks in mock disbelief, since they ended up there pretty much every single night this summer.